From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli's prime minister says an offensive will continue and looks ahead to rebuilding. The first Ebola patient in the U.S. arrives for treatment. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. In a televised address Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Jewish state will continue doing everything to bring home the soldier who Israel says was abducted by Hamas on Friday. In his address, Mr. Netanyahu said calm and order would be restored no matter how much time it takes. With regard to the conflict in the Middle East, he thanked the United States and Europe for their support, which he said strengthens Israel's demand to link restoration and rebuilding of Gaza Strip with disarmament. Netanyahu also apologized to Gaza's Palestinian civilians, saying, quote, "We have nothing against the citizens of Gaza." Earlier Saturday, Israel bombarded Rafah as its troops continued to search for the missing officer. VOA's Scott Bobb in Gaza reports on the search for the soldier and Saturday's violence.
The military wing of Hamas said in a statement it had no knowledge of the missing Israeli soldier and said he might have been killed with two Israelis in a suicide bombing. Hospitals in Gaza were overwhelmed with wounded after 26 days of fighting, said the head of a network of Palestinian civic groups, Amjad Sawa.
All Gaza is under attack. The humanitarian conditions is catastrophic due to the continuous Israeli airstrikes.
He said humanitarian groups are unable to feed or provide health care to the estimated 400,000 Palestinians displaced by the conflict. Scott Bobb, VOA News. Gaza.
Late Friday, U.S. Congress approved $225 million in emergency funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, sending the measure to President Barack Obama to be signed into law. Israel has decided not to send its negotiators to Cairo for planned talks with the Palestinians. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat had said a Palestinian delegation would be in Cairo for the talks, but the Reuters news agency quotes an unnamed Israeli official saying Israeli envoys will not attend. A doctor who was stricken with the Ebola virus while helping victims in Liberia has returned to the United States, becoming the first known Ebola patient on U.S. soil. Dr. Kent Brantley was flown from Liberia to the southern U.S. state of Georgia on Saturday on a specially equipped chartered medical plane. After arriving at a Georgia military base, he was transferred to an ambulance that became part of a convoy that traveled to Emory University Hospital, a medical facility in the city of Atlanta, one of only four reportedly in the U.S. that is equipped to handle such cases. Tunisia's state news agency says the country has closed its main border crossing with Libya after hundreds of Egyptians and Libyans tried to break through the passage while fleeing violence around Benghazi and Tripoli. Meantime, in Cairo, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi told journalists that Egypt would like a rapid conclusion to violence in the region.
At a joint news conference in Cairo, visiting Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi voiced support for a quick conclusion to the hostilities between Israel and the Hamas militant group. Mr. Sisi also discussed the deteriorating security situation in neighboring Libya and called on the international community to help restore order. He says that as violence intensifies, the international community and Europe especially have moral, humanitarian, and security responsibilities. He added that there should be an international strategy to confront the spread of terrorism in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
International investigators have recovered the remains of more victims at the Malaysia Airlines wreckage site in eastern Ukraine. Alexander Hug is with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe mission in Ukraine.
It was the second day that the experts were on that site. They continued to collect body parts, which they found today as well, which they took back to their logistical base in Kharkiv, which then will be brought together and flown to the Netherlands to be identified there in a special center.
The team of 70 Dutch and Australian investigators worked their second day at the 20-square-kilometer crash site Saturday, despite fighting nearby between pro-Russian rebels and Ukrainian forces. Hug also told the French news agency AFP that the artillery hit about 2 kilometers away. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.